Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Gordon Tucker, Vice Chancellor for Religious Life and Engagement, with a commentary for Chayei Sarah, Death and Dignity. Parashat Chayei Sarah begins with the death of the matriarch Sarah. Interestingly, it's the first time that a death enters into the Torah's narrative. In all of the genealogies, from Adam and Eve through the lives of Abraham and Sarah, deaths were recorded matter-of-factly with the simple word, Vayamot, he died. And of course, there was the global death and destruction during the flood. But the death of Sarah is the first one that generates a story and a template, as it were, for how to deal with death, that is, burial, eulogizing, mourning, and the subsequent continuation of life. For many of us, this moment in the Torah feels deeply human. Abraham's acts of mourning and burial show that grief, ritual, and dignity are intertwined from the very beginning of our tradition. The Torah does not simply record that Sarah died. It teaches us how to honor a life and how to move forward with compassion. Because of this, the halachic compendium known as the She'iltot of Rav Achai Gaon chose this parasha as the occasion for an exposition on the laws and practices of avelut, that is, mourning. The She'iltot is one of the earliest of the medieval halachic works, dated to the 8th century of the Common Era. It is organized according to the Torah's parashiyot, in a style that poses a question and explores Talmudic and other material in order to formulate instruction on practice. It was a way for everyday Jews to see how the Torah's stories could translate into lived, ethical action. Studying the She'iltot is an excellent way, week in and week out, to be instructed in and reminded of the central values underlying Jewish law. What Rav Achai had to say on the subject of death and mourning gave rise, as the Talmud itself typically did, to many dicta that may have seemed tangential, but that continued an underlying theme. In this case, the She'iltot presented a list of historical enactments that were based on texts in various Talmudic tractates that were all united by a concern for human dignity. Rav Achai begins with an enactment attributed to Rabban Gamliel, who saw that the elaborate conventions attending burial were so burdensome that poor families would abandon their dead to the mercies of the community because they could not afford those expectations. Even today, the cost of funerals and mourning rituals can create anxiety for families already struggling with loss. The rabbis, sensitive to the emotional and economic weight of grief, sought to make dignity and not display the defining feature of Jewish mourning. Therefore, Rabban Gamliel, hoping to set an example, gave instructions to his own family that at his death he was to be buried in plain linen shrouds. This very democratic leveling of the socioeconomic strata is the source of this Jewish practice still in force to this day. From there, Rav Achai cites several other enactments that were made for what was termed the honor and dignity of the poor, that is, to prevent unnecessary embarrassment to those of meager means. Expectations for gifts of food that would be brought to a house in mourning were lowered so as not to embarrass those who had little to bring. When the wealthy were themselves in mourning, they were told to pour the customary wine for the comforters to drink with the mourners into the simplest and cheapest possible vessels, all so that when the poor were in mourning, they would not be humiliated by their necessary use of inexpensive cups. And perhaps most poignant of all is the following. The faces of the wealthy dead used to be visible to the community, whereas the faces of the poor, who often died of malnutrition, were covered up so as not to reveal the discoloration that starvation brought on. The sages eliminated this disparity by ruling that the faces of all of the deceased should be covered by the simple shroud, so as not to impinge on the honor and dignity of the poor. These enactments remind us that human dignity is not an abstract ideal. It is preserved in the smallest gestures of equality and empathy. To ensure that every person, regardless of means, could be buried and mourned with honor was itself a radical moral act. In a world often stratified by wealth and status, Jewish law made compassion the great equalizer. Rav Achai compiled this Talmudic material as part of the exposition of mourning practices occasioned by the Torah's first story of burial and mourning. But more than that, it was an opportunity for him to instruct future generations in the importance of what is called in Hebrew Kvod HaBriot, human dignity. In his teaching, we see a theology rooted not only in reverence for God, but in reverence for one another, a belief that our treatment of the vulnerable defines the moral strength of a community. In our own moment, when economic and social inequality continues to shape so many aspects of life and death, this ancient sensitivity feels remarkably modern. The rabbinic insistence on dignity for all reminds us that compassion and justice must begin with the most intimate human experiences, such as loss, care, and mourning. The rabbinic call to uphold human dignity across every difference remains as urgent now as it was in Rav Achai's time. JTS's upcoming convening on this very theme invites us to bring these teachings into conversation with our contemporary struggles for equity and compassion. We hope many will join us for this important convening.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.